I'd like to discuss the results we found from a study initiated this year looking at several post-emergence options for control of volunteer glyphosate-tolerant cotton. Whether it be Roundup Ready or Roundup Ready Flex technology, these technologies are planted on a wide amount of acres on the Texas Southern High Plains, where growers are using a continuous cotton rotation. A situation like this can arise where volunteer cotton is your main weed species present. Where growers are still utilizing cultivation as a means of weed control, this is not a problem because the cultivators take out everything in the furrows. However, with the increasing popularity of conservation till or no-till type systems, cultivators either aren't used or cannot be used effectively. And a situation like this can occur by late season, where a lot of volunteer cotton is left in the field to become next year's crop of volunteer cotton. So with this in mind, we initiated a study to evaluate several post-emergence herbicide applied at two growth stages to control glyphosate-tolerant cotton in a glyphosate-tolerant cotton cropping system. Traditional small plot techniques were utilized with treatments arranged in a randomized block design with three replications. Plot size were two rows by 30 feet. Tractor mounted compressed air sprayer was utilized, calibrated to deliver 10 gallons per acre. I would like to reiterate that these treatments were applied over the top. These are not post-directed applications, which would be the case in a true setting. Several herbicides were utilized, including Gramoxone Antion at three rates, 16, 24, and 32 ounces, Ignite at 28 ounces, ET at an ounce and a half, AIM at 1 ounce per acre, Buctrol at a half a pint per acre. This group of five here is what I would consider more contact type herbicides, and extreme caution should be taken when applying these in a hood. Then we compared those to a more traditional list of herbicides known for lay-by control as Direx, Lay-by Pro, and Caprol. We wanted to see if MSMA added anything to the Direx or Lay-by Pro treatments. We also looked at Reflex at 16 ounces and Valor at 2 ounces per acre. All appropriate adjuvants were included where necessary in these treatments. Again, treatments were put out in a spot in the field where we had a natural occurring population of volunteer glyphosate-tolerant cotton. We had two application timings targeting 5 to 8 leaf stage in early July, 2 weeks later at 10 to 12 leaf cotton stage in mid-July. We'll first be looking at the 5 to 8 leaf results. This and all of my other graphs are set up similarly with 0 to 100% along the y-axis, treatments along the x-axis. Grouped within the treatments are the rating assessment dates, with 3, 7, 14, and 28 days represented by the different color of bars. When we look at glyphosate-tolerant volunteer cotton control with more traditional type herbicide, lay-by herbicide programs, we see Direx and Caprol providing similar levels of control and reaching their highest levels of control at about 7 and 14 days and only providing between 40 and 50%. Notice by 28 days, these levels had fallen off to about 30%. With Lay-by Pro, we saw a lot better activity. Initially, 7 to 14 days, greater than 90% volunteer cotton control. However, cotton began to regrow, and by 28 days was only providing 78%. With Reflex, good initial control was seen about 50%. However, this was cosmetic more than true control, and by 28 days, levels of control had fallen off to less than 20. With Valor being a fairly hot product, as you would expect, at 3 and 7 days, initial control was the highest. Initial control was achieved at 3 and 7 days after treatments at above 80%. However, notice the drop off by 28 days, but just above 50%. When we look at Lay-by Pro and Direx with the addition of MSMA, again, these are the same numbers you just saw with the Lay-by Pro that got to about 90%, 7 to 14 days, however, fell back to 78% by 28 days. Almost a safening effect when we added MSMA to Lay-by Pro, where levels of control never reached greater than 85% and by 28 days was far less than the lay-by-pray alone. With directs, we didn't really see an advantage or disadvantage when adding MSMA, and levels of control never achieved greater than 50%. This graph set up with the more contact-type herbicides, where we looked at Gramoxone, Antion, Buctrol, Ignite, ET, and AIM. I will note that this Gramoxone Antion rate is 16 ounces per acre. As expected with these contact-type herbicides, good initial control, fast-acting, 3 and 7 days with Gramoxone Antion is where your highest level of control was achieved with about 68%. However, cotton began to regrow significantly, and by 28 days was just above 50%. Slower-acting herbicides such as Buctrol or Ignite were slower to reach their maximum control levels, but by 14 days were greater than 90 and 95%. However, they maintained this level of control throughout the trial time period. ET and AIM achieved their highest level of control initially 3 to 7 days and maintained that throughout the entire test trial time period. So these got there quick and stayed there. This is indicative of a plot sprayed 14 days ago with directs at a quart, and you'll notice the lack of activity with the directs. This is what Gramoxone Antion looks like 7 days out. Notice the speckling on the lower leaves. However, the new growth is already beginning to come back. Buctrol reached its highest level at 7 and 14 days, and it maintained this look throughout the remainder of the trial time. With products like AIM or ET, this is what we observed early on, and it maintained this level of control throughout the entire trial period. Now moving on to the 10 to 12 leaf results, we do see a decrease in activity with all herbicides across all of these, this timing with less of activity with all these herbicides. When we look at the traditional type herbicides, Direx, Lay-by-Pro, Caprol, they all perform fairly similar and achieved only at most 60% control at 14 days. However, by 28 days, all three were 32 or less. Again, with Reflex, only cosmetic type injury, superficial leaf burn was seen in less than 20% at 7 days, while less than 5% by 28 days. Valor, again, gave its highest level control at just above 50% 3 days out. However, by 28 days, it had declined to just about 5%. When we look at the addition of MSMA to Lay-by-Pro and Direx, again, we don't see the negative effects as prevalent here with the older cotton. However, Lay-by-Pro and Direx were less effective at this later stage, with Lay-by-Pro providing about 60% at 14 days and falling off to just above 30% by 28 days. Direx was similar to the earlier stage and never did really give better than 50% control. This is where the most drastic difference was noted. The red and the white bars are 3 and 7 day ratings. Notice how quickly they all drop off, and by 28 days, less than 20% volunteer cotton control was observed by all of these burn down type herbicides. If you remember the first application, they were all up in the 90% range, and notice the difference 2 weeks makes in these applications. This slide compares Gramoxone Antion rates, the 16 ounce, 24, and the 32. We did see an increase in control compared to the 16 ounce when we applied 24 and 32. However, this level of control we feel is not effective and would not give the grower the level of control he was desiring. This field shot shows you how little Reflex has done to this cotton that is a treated plot, and notice the superficial, just cosmetic type injury that Reflex would give you. This is it illustrates the lack of the little uptake that Lay-by-Pro and MSMA add to the mix. There's very little cosmetic damage, and it's beginning to grow out of it. This picture may look enticing to you, however, with AIM, products like AIM and ET, the green that's still down in the foliage is still growing and actively will keep that plant alive. And by 28 days, this was not the case. Gramoxone Intion, at 14 days, again, notice the burn initially, but we still have a little bit of regrowth coming, and this amount of regrowth would cause problems if left unattended by late in the season. Again, the important thing here is the importance of timing. Notice the good treatments like AIM and ET early on were initially really good and stayed that way throughout the trial time. However, we did get a little burn, a good amount of burn on the later cotton, but a good bit of regrowth. As with weed control, it's suggested that you get on your weeds when they're small. Same is the case whenever volunteer cotton is your weed of choice. So to summarize, Ignite, ET, Buctral, and AIM controlled 5 to 8 leaf volunteer cotton greater than 95%, while Lay-By Pro was slightly less effective at only 78%. However, with these type herbicides, extreme care should be done whenever applying those in a hood. The addition of MSMA to Direx or Lay-By Pro did not improve control, and in some cases decreased the level of uptake. Increasing rates of gamoxone did improve control, however, not to the effective level that we would like to see, and no treatment effectively controlled 12 to 13 leaf volunteer cotton. Next year, we'd like to look at some of these better treatments in a true post-directed type application to determine crop safety and to determine the most economical option for growers to battle this volunteer glyphosate-tolerant cotton. And with that, I'll answer any questions you might have. Yes, sir. He was concerned about the adjuvants used in this, and it depended on the herbicide. Some call for crop oil, some call for NIS. We used whatever was called for on the label. He was concerned about the reflex. We didn't use any adjuvant with reflex. Yes, sir. Say that again. The AIM rate was, I believe it was 1.5 ounces. Yes, sir. Well, we were just throwing a wide net this year. For next year, that may be included in some of the PPO type chemistries that we'll be looking at.
Let's thank our